This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Second hour of Incendiary Radio. So where I'm going with this, there seems to be a slight flipping of the script here. And I think basically the evidence is getting out there. Remember with Hillary and Uranium One, Rosatom, all that stuff, the Podesta Group, all that stuff with certain elements in Russia. I'm not saying it goes all the way to the top, okay? It could be leftist elements, in fifth column elements in Russia to basically put a stain on Vladimir Putin and nationalist forces. I don't know. I'm not sophisticated enough, but I'm trying to give some angles out here because creepy what's happened in the last couple days. Let's do number 14, Mr. Producer.
A year of investigations, CNN has confirmed that Russia was colluding with an American political campaign, running the campaign's most popular Facebook page with over 300,000 followers, paying at least $100,000 in Facebook ads to promote that campaign. No, not the Trump campaign. I'm talking about Black Lives Matter. No, I'm not joking. Here's CNN's exclusive. Russian bought Black Lives Matter ad on Facebook targeted Baltimore and Ferguson. And when they say targeted Baltimore and Ferguson, they're literally meaning that they were promoting Black Lives Matter in Baltimore and Ferguson.
Our senior media and politics reporter Dylan Byers has exclusive reporting on this. Dylan, tell our viewers what you're learning from your sources.
Here's what we've learned, Wolf. At least one of the ads that was bought by this Russian troll farm on Facebook was a Black Lives Matter ad that was targeted specifically to the cities of Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri. Obviously, two cities where by that point in either late 2015 or early 2016, two cities which had been the site of some of the largest and most violent protests over the police shootings of African American men. This is the first example we have to date of where these ads were specifically targeted.
Apparently, the Russians are running a Facebook page dedicated to promoting Black Lives Matter that had more followers than the verified Black Lives Matter Facebook page. The page has since been suspended, and it was called Blacktivist. Get it? A black activist? And all it did was promote Black Lives Matter. So how they're spinning this is, they're saying that Russia was promoting Black Lives Matter to sow racial division in the United States in order to try to destroy the country, which, in other words, is admitting that Black Lives Matter is trying to destroy the country. I don't know how CNN is going to deal with this because they've been having a pretty difficult time spinning stories lately, like this one, which was published on September 20th. NFL ratings are down again this season. Is it time to panic yet? Written by Frank Pallotta. Then just 6 days later, the same guy wrote this story. Trump says NFL ratings are way down. That's not completely true. Oh, by the way, do you know who else has been funding Black Lives Matter, hoping that they will destroy America? None other than George Soros, who gave at least $33 million to Black Lives Matter. And other liberal organizations have totaled at least $100 million in donations to Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter front groups in order to help them destroy this country.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now, Poll News Infinity, who I follow on Twitter, these 4chan poll guys, I mean, they do some damage. But they pulled I saw this earlier. This is a tweet from George Soros. The increase in conspiracy theories reflects deeper worrying trends about politics around the world. And the article's called Soros Hatred is a Global Sickness. And then Poll News Infinity said, oh, did someone hurt George Soros's feelings? Now, we know Soros is a Rothschild front, all right? The papal bankers, the kings of the kosher Nostra, you know, the granddaddies behind the state of Israel, the whole nine yards, okay? And so Soros is the guy that gets off on being Dr. Evil, the guy out in the front. And, you know, and he's wealthy, billionaire level, but he's not – I wouldn't say he's probably trillionaire level like his masters are. And so we've got to realize that about Soros. He's just the Dr. Evil front, you know, the evil emperor from Star Wars front. And there's some other even more nefarious characters that don't even want to show themselves very often, you know, these big banking families and so forth. But anyway, so let's look at the angle here with the Russian troll farm, okay, that funded the Blacktivist website, okay, for Baltimore and Ferguson. Now, look, let's look at the Soviet model and let's look at traditional communist ideology and its history with our own black population here in the United States. Now, we know from the NAACP and all the Jewish mobsters, Rabbi Stephen Wise and Paul Warburg and Schiff and all the other characters, the cast of characters that got the NAACP off the ground. That, hey, yes, this is the surface narrative that Russia's just doing its old tricks again, okay? See, funding the black grievance industry, the black destabilization, using them as an agitprop, as an agitation force against the, you know, white Protestant power structure that's behind America, all right? Now, is that the true case here, or is this a frame-up by CNN now that they decided, okay, the whole thing's a loser trying to, you know, demonize Russia for its connection with Trump? Now, we still got Paul Manafort, the campaign guy from Trump who had dealings in the Ukraine and so forth. He's still on the chopping block. He's probably going to be indicted from what it looks like. Mueller's assembled this team, and I got another clip to play about that in a little bit. But so it looks like they're going to try to go after Trump and take him out, and Mike Pence is going to be the guy. As of right now, that's their plan. Unless Mueller turns and says, well, I did all this investigating and, you know, Hillary and Obama and the rest of them are all guilty of massive, Loretta Lynch, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, the whole gang of the Obamanoids, you know, Valerie Jarrett, they're all massively engaged in treason and espionage and sedition and rest. I find that highly unlikely. I think that they're targeting Trump. Trump surrounded by his own brand of, I guess you would just say, Likudniks. But the left, the world left, looks like they're trying to target Netanyahu over there in Israel and Trump simultaneously. And so it looks like an internal kind of a mafia strife here going on, and the Likudniks and the Republicudes over here looks like they're being targeted. They're not playing nicey-nicey with somebody's vision of creating this global omelet where you got to crack certain eggs and And, you know, these mafia groups and so forth, they do have to have skirmishes from time to time to, you know, see who's going to be boss, see whose vision's going to be boss. And so we'll see. But it's interesting to watch them trying to tie now elements in Russia, some troll farm, let's say, with stirring up racial stuff with Black Lives Matter and this Blacktivist organization. And then, because see, that would fit into the traditional model of Soviet, you know, enraging and inflaming the minority populations here in the United States to use as a way to destabilize the nation. Now, just think about this. If we go to war right now with the NFL kneeling game, all that garbage, where do you think our populations are going to be if something big does kick off, let's say, with North Korea? You know, I think we're going to have the 1960s anti-war thing is going to look like, you know, a walk in the park or, you know, movie theater popcorn compared to what's going to happen. Because now, see, Trump is the villain to the point where, you know, Nixon and all these characters around in Vietnam era, okay, Johnson. Well, JFK gets whacked, but then Johnson takes over. I mean, it's very fascinating to see all this, and then to see how now Trump is like basically Satan incarnate to the dumbed down moron class, and then it's Marxist left masters. To where now, think about if a war does kick off, a big one that actually the media decides to report on, not how they're running cover right now for Syria and Yemen. To where if the media right now wanted to, they could really smash anything going on in Syria and Yemen if they wanted. But see, these are kosher friendly operations, so they're keeping the hush hush on it. And, you know, they're letting these operations go down, and then so few of us out here, you know, we're the ones that know about it. And, you know, Russia's over here bombing, killing 2,000 supposedly these al-Nusra, ISIS, al-Qaeda fighters. And, you know, there's this big proxy war going on now. Turkey's moving in again, and I got stuff on this Kurdistan thing going on. I've got to try to get to, but there's so much happening right now. To try to keep it together and do a show, very fascinating, and it's almost like overwhelming to the point where you feel like, you know, am I even being halfway effective here? Now, let's see here. Let's get into this here, Mr. Producer. Have 19 ready, okay? And this is continuing with the CNN. Well, let's do this. Go to 28, Mr. Producer. This is a big one. Okay, so now DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson's little department. Now he's no longer there, but now they're trying to pull a reversal. Okay, on Russia hacking. Okay, so now CNN's pulling a little right turn or left turn on Russia being involved with Trump and so forth, and saying, oh, Russia's running Black Lives Matter kind of destabilization operations. Now their DHS is over here. Well, Jay Johnson's trying to say, oh, Russia wasn't involved in hacking certain states and blah, blah, blah. So let's do 28.
This is Dabu 7. And what some are saying is a stunning reversal turn of events here in terms of DHS and pointing the finger at Russia this whole time. I know you guys heard over and over again that Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it, in terms of the hacks and affecting the election and everything that we heard through the establishment-controlled mainstream media. Well, on Friday, we had this announcement put out and saying that the states and DHS had quickly jumped to the conclusion that Russia was ordering cyber attacks. What this also did, they're saying, is with this call on Friday, the Department of Homeland Security was the first official confirmation from them that the election systems had, in fact, been targeted by hackers. They go on to say that it wasn't Russia. DHS had told Wisconsin that Russian government officials or anything connected to the Russian government was not involved in a cyber attack or any cyber targeting in terms of them. So it goes on to state that the Homeland Security said that initial notice of Russian involvement that was put out telling everybody that Russia was the ones that did it was made in error. So they're saying that it was an error. It wasn't them, but they're admitting that people were trying to hack and attack the election system. But they're saying, based on all the information they have right now, it's a complete opposite scenario than what they were saying all this time.
All right. So you can stop it there.
Nonetheless.
It's funny, the scurrying of rats trying to change narratives. It's just like the whole time with Bush and these characters with the weapons of mass destruction thing, and then with Osama bin Laden and blah, blah, blah. And then later, years later, Cheney's like, we never said Osama bin Laden was a suspect. I mean, you know, just they plan on it, the goldfish memory. They plan on just Americans being zombified by all the attacks from the multifaceted layers, electronic and food, water, air, propaganda, vaccines, whatever. You know, they think we're all idiots to the point where, and look, a large swath of us are. I'll admit it. I interact with these people every day, and I've gotten to the point where people in, you know, that I work with, that know that I follow politics, I won't even go there with people anymore. A large swath of them, I'll be like, nah, I don't even want to talk about it, man. You're just going to glaze over, or you're just going to call me crazy, or you're going to call me, you know, a Nazi or whatever. So why do I even want to engage with you? Many people are unreachable, and you got to discern yourself to you know, who. It's about casting pearls before swine, that whole principle. You got to discern who the swine is, but to hold the pearl and not cast it before them. That's just the simple way this is getting. Every day that passes, it's getting more and more evident, you know, just the way it is. Now, let's get into this. Have 19 ready, Mr. Producer. We'll probably have to go after the break on this. This is Jack Posobiec was on Jones. Now, naval intelligence guy Posobiec, interesting character, was out front with the Trump campaign, and he's affiliated with InfoWars now. But he brought on this kid named Wall from another website, and they'll introduce them. But let's start off with the first segment of clip 19, and this is more on the Russia stuff.
Thank you much, Alex. Well, the one thing that I definitely wanted to cover today that we saw, this actually was a massive report last night by believe it or not, CNN, where I don't know if other people saw this, but I've got the link up. I'm showing it to other people. Where now we've been talking about this Russia collusion, this Russia, did Russia work with the Trump administration? Was there any information, any meetings, any emails, collusion with Russia, with Vladimir Putin? Well, what we saw now is that, number one, there were a couple of Facebook ads, not very much. However, Facebook and Twitter have now come forward, and in a massive report, believe it or not, CNN, they're kind of cutely dancing around the fact about this. They're admitting that one of the major Black Lives Matter accounts, this account called Blacktivists, was actually run by the Russian government. Now, CNN is basing this off of sources, so I want everyone to take it with a grain of salt, because, again, it's CNN, and we don't know. We've learned that CNN is willing to push fake news if it fits their narrative. However, the reason that this report specifically stuck out to me was because it goes in the face of the Russian narrative. It goes in the face of the narrative that Russia and Vladimir Putin were the ones who were trying to get Trump elected.
Well, Obama had hundreds of big NGOs spending billions a year in Russia. I know I said I'd turn it over to you. You're making a great point. Russia's half overthrown by the West. So just because money comes out of a Russian company and does something doesn't mean it either way.
Pause it there, Mr. Producer. We'll continue on the other side.
together we were wound. Together we will run.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Think about this,
and we'll continue in a second with that clip, Mr. Producer, where we paused it. Think about this, though. Think about the lionizing of Putin in the kind of the pro-white circles with Matt Heimbach and Alexander Dugin, these connections with Dr. Duke, and a lot of these people really like Putin and lionize him. Think of this as a psyop to make it look like Putin's government is funding, you know, the Marxist Black Lives Matter type of people, to make it look like, yeah, see, Putin's still a secret commie and it's part of the perestroika deception and the whole nine yards. So look at it kind of like that as a way to split the nationalists in America with the nationalists in Russia. And we know that there's this Amoruse thing that was on the burner some decades ago to comfortably merge the United States and the Soviet Union together. You always have to watch out for that. But just think about that, though, to try to make Putin look like, yeah, see, he's a commie. He's same old Russia funding, you know, the NAACP, National African American Communist Party type stuff with all the Jewish mobsters and so forth and so on. Just putting that out there. Go ahead and resume where we stop.
Exactly. And Alex, when I was there in Austin earlier this week, we talked about this. Yuri Andropov, all the other KGB directors before he was the party secretary back in the 60s and 70s, they knew that to break America up, you had to push those racial fault lines. You had to find those racial divisions and inflame those tensions. And so this idea of fomenting a revolution or fomenting some sort of a racial division, race war, the KGB called it back in those days. It's apparently the same tactics we're now seeing with the KGB, well, and their successor organizations in Russian propaganda arms. This is what actual disinformation looks like, because if you look at some of this stuff, and I've got it pinned at my Twitter account, it's all saying that the KKK has taken over the U.S. government. It's anti-police, it's anti-government, anti-authority. And there's basically calls for African Americans to rise up, to throw off the chains of the U.S. government. That's what this is calling for. This is Russian disinformation. It falls very much in line with the same type of racial tensions that we're seeing from globalists, from other organizations. And to your point, Alex, it's not just the idea that because it's coming from Russia, that means it must be Vladimir Putin. We're not sure who exactly in Russia is pushing this stuff. So if you look at it, we've got it up now on the screen, basically calling for
there,
the over
producer, and then pause it and then forward it to the next section at 2604. Let me talk for a sec. That was very key. You don't know where it's coming from in Russia. You see, there's still a very active and, you know, burgeoning communist party over there. Now, whether Putin is connected to it or not, hell, your guess is as good as mine. And so that's what the crazy part of this whole thing is. Now, let's go to that other part where we forwarded to.
We've got on the line Jacob Wall, this amazing independent young journalist who's come out, massive scoops, massive analysis. And one thing that I saw last night, it was very interesting. I was looking on Twitter and I saw Julian Assange on his account started tweeting out some emails from John Podesta. And I said, well, it's Julian Assange and John Podesta emails. There's certainly nothing new there. But I started to look at them and I started to read more into what was going on, and certainly read into the news cycles of the day, where we're finding out now that Mark Zuckerberg has essentially admitted that he colluded with Russia. He ran Russian disinformation ads, both for Trump, against Trump, for Bernie, against Bernie, all sorts of stuff out there. And then I saw this report. It was an email from Zuckerberg and Podesta essentially talking about colluding to rig the election. So I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I saw that Jacob had written this excellent article up at Offended America. I want everyone to go and see it, and I want to welcome Jacob on the show on InfoWars.
All right, pause it there, Mr. Producer, and we'll continue on the other side. This is quite interesting here. They're going to try to say Putin was actually for Hillary and not for Trump, which there's some plausibility here. So we'll continue on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sunshine in my life, cheering for you. I've never heard of it. I pushed you away, pushed the whole damn world to the edge. But I don't care, cause I like this feeling in me.
Incendiary Radio. Now, the reason why I'm covering this kind of extensively is look at Syria, okay, and then look at the big picture. Now, on the surface, Russia with Iran's help, and the Syrian army, of course, they're kicking the crap out of our proxy armies, allegedly, okay? Our little ISIS gangs, our little fronts. So these guys, they decided, you know, the Greater Israel Project has to move on. Syria's got to collapse and get shattered into a bunch of pieces, and then Israel can gobble up. And I got the Kurdistan thing on the back burner. I'm going to cover that in a little bit with, and I'm going to show you some things there that are flopping around out here in conservative land, and then so forth and so on. But so on the surface here, Putin is a real, let's just say, impediment to the furthering of the agenda. Now, does this have to do with, you know, even a larger context of building the world government? And it appears this is some sort of, you know, love-hate relationship, proxy army, you know, proxy war thing going on here. I mean, that remains to be seen. But as of right now, the Russians are kicking the crap out of a lot of these jihadi mercenaries that all of us, you know, all of the Western Zio powers have put in there to overthrow Syria. And so we're seeing this kind of demonization at first with linking them to Trump and then making Trump the Russian stooge, and, you know, Trump and Putin got a back deal going on and blah, blah, blah. Now we're seeing the attempt to make the conservative kind of American world turn on Russia, which, you know, a lot of people had decent feelings towards the Russians or whatever, and Putin as a kind of a Christian Orthodox nationalist. And so now we're seeing the attempt to turn the right, the American kind of conservatard right, against Russia. We'll see what happens. But let's resume that clip right where we stopped it, Mr. Producer.
To break that down for us. Jacob, how's it going?
Hey, Jack, it's great to be here. Yeah, I mean, it's as clear as day. It's all come out now. Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win. And you just were mentioning, Russia wants revolutionary forces in the United States. They want to overthrow natural order, law and order. That's what they're into. And what the media keeps getting wrong is that they think that Trump is a revolutionary. They think
pause
that Trump
it, pause
represents
it, pause
an
it.
Explosion in the American order. And that's not...
Hey, Mr. Producer, pause it. Yeah. Now, this kid looks kind of like Jewish, Jacob Wall, offended American, whatever. So now you're seeing him on InfoWars with Posobiec saying the Russian government, Vladimir Putin, they want revolutionary forces in America. So he's pushing the old Cold War line right now that Russia is actually the puppet master of the left now. All of a sudden, now CNN, the Communist News Network, is going to throw a report out there that Russia was with Black Lives Matter. You see this weird shift? This is what's freaky. So now you got this kid on here. Yeah, see? Putin's a commie. He wants to overthrow the United States, blah, blah, blah. And this feeds into kind of like the Hodges Common Sense Show narrative where there's always these Russian troops running around in, you know, Fort Carson, Colorado, and all these other places. And this is basically a Red Dawn scenario. Very interesting. I mean, hell, I don't know what the real answer is, but I'm trying to let you look at these angles here. And now we see this transition from Russia's clicked up with the Republican Party, and now all of a sudden, Russia's back to being Bolshevik communists here, and they're the ones trying to overthrow, you know, this nice right-wing patriotic Trump administration, and they colluded with Hillary. Now, look, there's evidence of this with the, like I said, the Rosatom deal, Uranium One, Podesta, the traditional relationship between the American left and the Soviets. Hey, it's decades old. I mean, it's fascinating to watch the tables get turned now. All of a sudden, the Greater Israel Project's in danger. Now you have these Jewish kind of right-wingers coming out of the woodwork saying, see, the Russians, they're clicked up with Hillary, evil Killery, and they really wanted her, and they hate Trump, and they hate the right wing, and they want destabilization, blah, blah, blah. Now you see it. Go ahead and continue the clip.
not what he is. Trump is pure Americana. He's traditional. He's back to the Constitution. If you want to talk about revolutionaries, look at Hillary.
Exactly. So let's break down some of these emails. What exactly was going on between Mark Zuckerberg and John Podesta that Julian Assange wanted to call our attention to?
So just a timeline here to start off.
Okay.
The first thing that happened is that Hillary's top lawyer for her campaign worked for Facebook in 2011 and got them a special letter from the Federal Election Commission so that they would not have to disclose the spending that took place on political ads. 5 years later, this gentleman works for Hillary Clinton. And what happens is Sheryl Sandberg in 2015 is sending direct emails to Hillary Clinton saying it was wonderful. She met with me. She was magical with my kids, whatever that means.
So we're seeing a revolving door between Facebook executives and and Hillary Clinton campaign going back and forth. Well, now they're there. Now they're working for Hillary. It's essentially the exact same people going back and forth, bringing their Rolodexes, bringing their connections and influence from one organization to the other. Go ahead.
Right. And what this lawyer argued in front of the Federal Election Commission is he argued that the reason they shouldn't have to disclose ad spending is because Facebook ads are like a pin that you put on your shirt or a bumper sticker. He said they're not a big deal. So which one is it? Is the Russian low-budget $100,000 operation to buy Facebook ads something that swings the election? Or is it a small thing? Because Hillary's own people argued in front of the Election Commission that it doesn't make a difference. So which one is it? And the media is going to have to decide.
What exactly? There was that line that Assange called attention to that I thought was so important that Sheryl Sandberg said in her email. So the Facebook executive, Sheryl Sandberg, what did she say specifically to John Podesta?
She said, and I quote, "I want to help any way I can. I still want HRC to win badly." I mean, you can
HRC,
take that one to
Hillary
the bank.
Rodham Clinton.
That's right. And a reminder, Sheryl Sandberg is the COO of Facebook. She's in the trenches every day. She's a senior executive. She reports directly to Mark Zuckerberg. And then we've got Zuckerberg in a very long memo to the Clinton campaign begging and pleading for a meeting with Hillary Clinton. He says, "I know you're busy, but I need a meeting badly. I want to help you out any way that I can," talking specifically.
And not just the head of the campaign, but actually John Podesta. So Zuckerberg is specifically requesting for a meeting with John Podesta, chairman. Someone who, as far as I can tell, doesn't actually have much background in the tech community, but what he does have a background is in the swamp and swamp tactics and linking together globalist politicians and other organizations there in Washington, D.C.
All right, go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer.
That's right.
That's good
and
enough.
So
now, let me run this by you. If you're Vladimir Putin and you're the Russians, and the history of the capitulation by the Democratic Party in our modern era to its adversaries, China, Russia, North Korea, whatever. I mean, I can't really blame Putin for rather dealing with Hillary and the Clintons with all the baggage and everything else than Trump. I can see that angle, and people have already explored this angle. And so I wanted to put this angle out there as too. I mean, if you're playing chess, do you want to play against the master or you want to play against a novice? So when you're dealing with geopolitics, I mean, would you rather see an 85 IQ buffoon elected in the country that you got to deal with and are up against in a lot of things? Or do you want a real genius Sun Tzu elected? I mean, you got to look at it that way, too. Trump's IQ is supposedly very, very high. I don't know that for sure. The Clintons got so much dirt on them that Russia, you got the P-gate, the PP-gate dossier that supposedly exists on Trump. I guarantee you the Russians have reams and reams on the Clintons. And so, and think about that leverage of blackmail and so forth and so on, if you're dealing with an adversary like that. And so I just wanted to throw that out there as well. Now, let's kind of transition now into what Trump's facing with Robert Mueller. Okay. And I really hate this Mueller guy. This guy is like King Turd in the punch bowl as far as somebody being appointed to investigate Trump. And this guy's FBI director when the 9/11 hit goes down, and him and Fugliani already got the trucks ready to cart off the steel off to China and all the rest of the garbage we know about the 9/11 cover up. This guy's Fake Bombings Incorporated. He's the head of the thing, FBI, and he gets to investigate Trump. You know, the whole thing's a trick bag in the first place. I mean, nobody, and you know, and Jones and all these characters, they want to take it easy on Mueller, and they talk about, oh, he covered for the Clinton crimes, but they never talk about this guy was the head of the FBI when 9/11 went down, and he's the bag man that covered the whole damn thing up. And so this guy's as dirty as you can get. And I got some stuff on Ken Feinberg I hope I can get to tonight. Just to give a rehashing of Ken Feinberg, the maestro of doling out after false flags and questionable events, Sandy Hook, Boston, 9/11, BP oil spill. I mean, this guy's been involved in everything. And so hopefully I can get to Ken Feinberg. But let's see here. Mr. Producer, get 17 ready. At 7:55, and then we'll play it a little bit, and then we'll go to 10:57. But this was from September 19th, and I've been last week, as you know, I took calls the whole time, and I didn't even get to any of the research. But I got to get to this. This is a very fascinating clip. This is Jones, Alex Jones, and Jerome Corsi, and this is talking about Mueller. But it's eventually saying, basically, Jones is going to say, basically, hey, you got to bring more martial law to crush these people that are trying to overthrow Trump, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go with 17 in the first part.
I think the deep state is in deep trouble right at the moment. I think what you're going to see is you're going to see Mueller shift ground. And when he comes out and indicts or recommends the indictment of Trump, which he will do, it's going to be on the grounds of obstruction of justice, because they're going to drop the Russian collusion in favor of obstruction of justice. And he's going to be charged with firing Comey in order to protect the presidency. The whole goal is for Donald Trump to be forced to recuse himself or to hand over the presidency to Pence while he defends himself in court or in the House of Representatives on impeachment. Of course, Bill Clinton did not step down when he was facing impeachment charges, nor did Richard Nixon. But the pressure will be on Trump, and it will be enormous, because Mueller is going to come out and he's going to bring charges against the White House, against Donald Trump himself. I'm confident that's in the works.
Well, Roger said I can get into some of it. He told me 2 days ago and then last night in the court.
Now forward to 10:57. Now let me set this up. Remember I reported on this Jewish character, this Congressman Jamie Raskin, with the 25th Amendment garbage from last week. Let's see here. Anyway, I'd have to go back into another set of notes, but this whole thing with pushing the thing that Trump's mentally ill. So you've got the whole thing with Mueller cocktailed with Jamie Raskin and the left-wing communist Jewish gang trying to say Trump is psychotic on top of colluding and blah blah blah. So now they're going to go after obstruction of justice and not necessarily the Russian thing, because they know the left and Hillary and the rest of them got 50 times the dirt connections with the Russians than Trump and them do. Okay, now let's play the second part where Jones basically calls for martial law. Go ahead and hit that.
Sure. Is it the answer going after Comey? I mean, Comey, I know that's what the president thinks. I mean, Comey said there's no spying when the president was already president and he has all the details. He knows exactly what was going on. It's just classified. He can't release it. They're spying on everything. And now it's come out, as you said, with the foreign court, the FISA. It's come out with the Justice Department. Everything, they all lied. They lied under oath to Congress. Comey, I played the clip earlier, said no spying by the Justice Department on Trump. He said it was crazy in one interview. So that's why Trump said, what is this guy talking about? He knows Comey's a liar. So Comey has perjured himself. He's given classified material to the New York Times. He's full of crap. He needs to be put in a prison cell.
Well, and I don't know what Jeff Sessions is doing, but, you know, Trump better call him into the office and say, look, if they're going to come after me like this, well, we're going to go after Barack Obama for the leaking that was done on the NSA and the lying about the NSA taping that was done. Snowden's been right all along.
Well, listen, I guarantee you, if Trump went in and told the special forces, you know, command out of Florida, let's just arrest all these people, they just do it. And I'm not calling for martial law, but the Democrats are walking us into martial law, banning conservatism, banning Christians, just saying we're all white supremacists. That's the play. They're going with that now. They already want martial law. They want to overturn an election. And I just think, if the president can't control this, he's got to call out the Special Operations Command, and you just got to, the governors are going to back him, and we just got to arrest a few hundred of these people. Just, it's a foreign plot, a multinational plot. He has to move against them. Instead of playing, they're never going to leave him alone. They're never going to leave us alone.
Trump is in a coup. This is a coup attempt. That's a coup attempt that is going to be played out through Mueller. The idea is he will be charged with obstruction of justice. That'll force impeachment, or will force him to step down. They charge him in a criminal court, which they may well do. They may bring criminal charges against Donald Trump.
Because he pulled out of the treasonous TPP and the carbon taxes and started securing the borders and is taking care of the veterans and trying to get the economy going. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was a globalist traitor and they were trying to put him in jail. He hasn't done anything, and they're all as dirty as it gets. I'm sick of it.
And all right, so now you can stop.
Donald Trump's going to have to fight back. He's going to have to.
But that's right where we're at. And look, there's some things that I actually agree with Jones somewhat on some of that. But the problem is the optics. Right now, I mean, they're going to – see, the left would love for Trump to do this, because then they're going to go full-blown banana republic mode and say Trump is Hitler. See, the entire thing with Trump being Hitler up to this point, if he moved on the communists, which, look, I'm all for moving on the communists. I personally believe, and I've said this numerous times, once you embrace the communist ideology, Marxist revolutionary, Maoist, Leninist ideology, you no longer have constitutional protection, okay? Because, see, you are now a treasonous seditionist. What you've done is you've embraced an ideology that calls for the violent overthrow of the system bequeathed unto us by our founders. And so once you do that, see, that's what these dummies don't realize that we have to deal with in our everyday lives, folks. They think everything's freedom of speech. I got so many clips here to try to get to and articles and everything. They think seditious speech, that you have the freedom to be a traitor. You have the freedom to put an Antifa mask on and have a communist flag flying around. You don't have that freedom, because guess what all that stands for? It stands for the overthrow of our present system. And once you stand for the overthrow of our present system, this is like pounding nails through the hardest wood in the world. When I'm talking to the audience and when I'm talking to people in my personal life, they don't understand. When somebody embraces an ideology calling for the overthrow of your government, they don't have rights anymore. They need to be crushed. They need to be locked up for treason and sedition. Until we all get on the same page with that, then we're going to have this society that is basically a montage of idiocy. I'm sorry, but when are we going to, as listeners to this network and other networks and the alternative media, going to come to the same conclusion that once you're a communist, you don't have constitutional rights? You have relinquished them because you've embraced an ideology that is hostile to everybody's constitutional rights. Don't we get this? The bloodbath in the last century with communism in China and Russia and the Ukraine and Romania and Cambodia, Vietnam. There is no rights under a communist system. So if you're trying to implement a communist system here, you don't have constitutional rights. I know I keep repeating this, but I don't hear anybody when you call into talk radio programs. I don't hear any of the listeners when they're talking, nailing home this principle. Once you've embraced Weatherman, Students for Democratic Society, all this bull crap, all these Marxist revolutionary communists, Antifa, all of them, they've put themselves outside of the realm of having rights, because now you've embraced a system of thought which is for the overthrow of the system that basically delineates our rights and tells us what they are: freedom of speech, association, freedom to protect yourself, guns, private property, all these things. If you're for communism, then you're for overthrowing the very system that made you a spoiled brat in the first place. This is what kills me. It's like we've all gotten soft to the point now where we've got a bunch of communist little basement dweller iPhone hanging out, on, you know, all these people in our midst now ready to stab us and do us violence. It's insane. It really gets on my last nerve. And look, they're putting implements of the police state even further, okay? The towers, the MTA towers in New York City, I've got to try to get to that. But the remilitarization of the police. And look, there's two ways to look at this. If you know you're about to face a communist attempt at overthrow, and this is how you can explain it one way or the other. It's either, you know, the traditional libertarian model. It's the evil police state. They're about to crush all of us liberty lovers. Or they know there's a communist movement about to make its final move, and we're going to need this stuff in place to crush it. Either way, the police state wins. Now, look, I mean, if 50% of our population becomes communist apparatchiks, what are we going to do? We're going to have a fight on our hands. We're going to have that Solzhenitsyn moment. Remember where Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about where he's like, when they started snatching people from their homes, and they had already been disarmed, but when they started snatching people from their homes and they had their golf clubs and they had, you know, implements, the pokers for the fireplace. He said, if we would have just acted then, when they started snatching people from their homes, if we would have just crushed these clowns right off the flip, right at the beginning, none of this would have ever happened. And we all have to, all of us, no matter where you're at racially or, you know, on the spectrum of political ideology or philosophy, you got to realize once the snatch and grab start happening on a large scale, now they've been happening. I understand this, the drug war and political wars. But when they start happening in a Red Terror setting, hopefully, and this is why this NFL thing might be a godsend, you don't know. And we know it's a psy warfare operation, but it could be work out to our favor to wake enough people up to realize that, holy crap, we're about to face a red, black, and green terror. And I'm going to re-explain the red, black, and green, hopefully, when we come back on the other side of the break. The red of communism, the black of the wound-up blacktivist, Black Lives Matter, Nation of Islam, Morris Science Temple, Five Percenters, Black Hebrew Israelite, all these black basically agitprop organizations run probably on certain levels, each one of them by
Take Chad. Control of the power of the presidency. Take control.
We'll see you guys on the other side. Third hour coming up.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening.